bit. She said I'd be better dead than my. I didn't listen to her jive. I knew all along she was all wrong. I knew that she thought I was crazy, but I'm not. No, my animals told me that I was out of my head. She said I'd be dreaming, but I'm not easily led. She said I was the kind that was most inclined. Went out of sight to be out of my mind. She thought I was nuts. No more ifs, or ands, or buts. No. I say, as a child, I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what's happening, I knew I was a genius. Yeah. Well, that's so strange, and you know that you're a wizard at three. I knew that this was meant to be. Well, I heard a little tune, and we're supposed to be tight. That's why I rang at 5 o'clock of one night. My parents got friendly, they didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy things before I came to. Do you think I was crazy? I didn't only be, but I was swinging. They all of the Abraham Bell, they all of the Edison, and also Einstein. So why should I be sorry if they just couldn't understand the reason and the logic that goes on in my head? I have a right, it isn't sense. So just used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses because there was no driver on the top. That's just twisted. My animals told me that I was out of my head the way she described it. She said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to her jive. I knew all along she was all wrong. I knew that she thought I was crazy, but I'm not. No. My animals told me that I was out of my head. But I said, doctor, I think it's you instead. Cause I got a thing both unique and new. It'll prove that I had the last laugh on you instead of one. And doctor, I've got two. And that proves for some very interesting conversation.
Don't you think so?